This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, 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 always a pleasure to have you with me. I really mean that, sincerely. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and, you know, just being part of the conversation. We got a lot going on. And, you know, wearing... It keeps getting worse. And I keep having this discussion with you guys about, you know, freedom of speech, and you don't realize in a private establishment, you don't have that freedom of speech. You really don't. You know, you have a freedom to purchase. Your freedom of speech is all about whether or not you decide to go there and buy anything from them. You don't have to. You know what I'm saying? There's a restaurant or an establishment where if you wear a MAGA hat, you could be refused service. Now, some of you are outraged. I'm watching some of the responses. But don't you conservatives, don't us conservatives, don't we conservatives believe in freedom of speech? I mean, yeah, freedom of speech. Don't you believe, don't we believe in capitalism? Don't we believe in letting our wallet do the speaking at times? I'm confused and concerned. We seem to have lost that attitude. Same thing with Facebook. I mean, I thought it was interesting that, what's his name, the Zuckster, lost billions of dollars in one day and didn't bat an eyelash for himself. Stockholders weren't real happy. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you can do up there. The New York City judge rules, or New York judge rules, that a bar can refuse service to a Trump supporter who is wearing a MAGA hat. Now, a Manhattan judge ruled Wednesday that kicking a Trump supporter out of a bar does not violate the law because the law does not protect against political discrimination. Greg Piatrick of Philadelphia claims he was refused service and then eventually removed from a New York City bar in January 2017 for wearing a Make America Great hat again. Now, in a lawsuit against the establishment, anyone who supports Trump or believes in what you believe, it's not welcome here, it said. And you need to leave right now because we just won't serve you. Now, see, what I would have done was I would have got up, I would have pumped that all over Twitter, I would have pumped that all over Facebook, and I would have let people know what bar it was and what bar that I was going to that was more than happy, more than welcome for me to be there. And I saw this happen recently. I was actually at a sponsor's place. When a couple walked in and said that they used to go to a large establishment to have their RV worked on. And Camping World, I think was the name of it. Yeah, Camping World. You know how the CEO of Camping World went out of his mind a few times? And when he said that, you know, Trump supporters, Trump money was not welcome at Camping World, they looked for a place where it was. And the guy had put up on his Facebook page that, you know, Trumpsters welcome here. Trump supporters welcome here. President Trump support is, you'll find here. And actually had people coming in and saying, look, I saw what your Facebook page said. I'm not buying from those other people because they're jerks. It works. You have to stay on it. The lawyer representing the Happiest Hour, Elizabeth Conway, argued that he was not discriminated against because only religious, non-political beliefs are protected. Supporting Trump is not a religion. I agree. It isn't a religion. See, vote with your money. Protest, in these instances, protest with your money. Piatek's attorney, Paul Legere, responded to Kurt, the purpose of the hat is that he wore it because he was visiting the 9/11 memorial. He was paying... okay, stop spinning stuff. He was paying a spiritual tribute to the victims of 9/11. The Make America Great Again hat was part of his spiritual belief. Now, here's the fun thing about this. You guys heard of the Pastafarians? If he went in there with a spaghetti hat in his head that said, Make America Great Again, he would have been fine. Right? The spaghetti strainer? You've seen that. The jury claimed rather than remove his hat, instead he held true to his spiritual belief and was forced for the bar. Legere told the Justice David Cohen, according to the New York Post, that the judge pressed Legere on spiritual nature of his client's belief, saying the bar staff would have not been aware of Piatek's specific religious philosophies. The judge asked, and again, I don't have a problem with this. How many members are in this spiritual program that your client's engaged in? Your Honor, we don't allege the amount of individuals, Legere said. So... it's a creed of one? The judge, God. The attorney says, yes, Your Honor. And this is hilarious. See, if you make these... I just was talking to a California buddy today about the way we approach stuff as conservatives sometimes and how bad we do it. So here he is trying to make a mockery of the court. I'm sorry. You don't have a religion of one. Here he is trying to make a mockery of the court, and the court kind of turns on him, if you would. Not really, but kind of. And then later on, they're going to wonder why they don't take us seriously. Don't do it that way. Stand your ground, leave the place, take your people with you, and hit them on line with it. I'm not joking, I'm dead serious. I'm Senior Host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us. Founder and President of the Black Conservative Federation, Deontay Johnson, joins me. If you don't know about the Twitter storm that came over the last few days, then you must be in a coma. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Apparently, so I don't even know this person. That's okay. You guys know. You know how I pay attention to what goes on in Hollywood, which is like nil. I don't even like watching their movies. But apparently this week, Kanye West, you know what? He went off on how much he appreciated and liked Donald Trump, President Donald Trump. Must have made the other side crazy, right? And he criticized President Barack Obama. You just don't do that in that world. Let's hear what Kanye had to say. Hold on. Don't you love it when a plan comes together?
Destruction of the spirit of the people of southern Louisiana and Mississippi.
Here we go.
The destruction of the spirit of the people of southern Louisiana and Mississippi may end up being the most tragic loss of all.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
I think it's overwhelming. I think he's in touch with people. It's humanity. People realize that and they celebrate that, and that's why they celebrate him.
The young lady seems like a perfectly nice person. She's getting her award. What's he doing?
Why would he do that?
He's a jackass.
Just friends, and he's a good man. Doing well. Long time. We've been friends for a long time.
I just want to take a picture right now.
I have decided in 2020 to run for president.
I'll see you soon.
Okay, so that's Kanye West, I guess, at his best, at his worst, at his middle. But let's bring somebody on that does follow this stuff. With that, I tell you, I don't have a clue with this stuff. Founder and president of the Black Conservative Federation, Deontay Johnson, joins me, as he does from time to time. I always appreciate it. Actually, I appreciate what he's doing. I mean, I met him at CPAC a few years back. Love the enthusiasm. Love the hard work that him and his people are doing. I think it's great. So, Deontay, thanks for being with me tonight.
Joe, I always enjoy coming on. You are the most down-to-earth radio show host I've ever met, and I enjoy it every time.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I got all excited, though, because I know you, and I saw you at the White House this weekend. I was like, yeah, I know that guy. he gets to go to the White House. I never get invited. What is that all about? Anyway, you were there when the French president showed up, correct?
Yes. I was honored to be among many to welcome the French president to the United States of America. It was something very interesting to see. But guess what? I was standing next to not only Republicans, but people on the left. And I had conversations with them, and it was I don't want to say entertaining, but it was very intriguing. And really, we were talking, and we were having these conversations, and they were very productive. And so it just shows that, you know, this White House is not just focused on reaching to Republicans, but they're focused on reaching to America as a whole, and that shows a lot of progress.
Well, I believe that, not just because I'm a supporter of the president, but, you know, you can see him reaching out to all Americans. See, I hate when other talk show hosts say, well, you know, he's reaching out to the black community, he's reaching out to the Hispanic community. No, how about this? He's reaching out to Americans in the American communities, okay? No matter what color or size or thickness they are, I really believe he reaches out to everybody, unlike some of the last presidents who really put everyone in a silo and decided that way how they were going to, you know, deal with people, right?
I agree. He's the president for America, not just the president for Republicans, not just the president for black America or white America, but he's the president of America, and I am so proud of all that he's doing.
Well, and I'm glad to hear that, because all right, so you got to explain this whole Kanye thing to me, because I'm not one that gets this kind of stuff. Now, I know that President Obama... And he didn't have a lot of good things to say about it. He had good things to say about Trump. But when you look at what's going on, right? Obama called him a jackass back in 2009 for what he did with Taylor Swift. Now, again, I don't follow that stuff. But Kanye's not known for, we'll just say, being very centered and grounded, is he?
You know, Kanye is an independent thinker. Kanye is a outside-of-the-box thinker. He's not one that's going to do what everyone else is doing. He's not one that is going to follow something just to fit in with the average political realm or Hollywood realm. And so what Kanye is doing is actually, to me, very like Kanye. He, you know, with his music, within his style, within just how he approaches life in general, it all makes sense. It all makes sense if you listen to a lot of his lyrics. He talks about you know, things. He talks about the struggle, but he also talks about how he overcame those struggles, but also how he, as a black man, how it was tough for him. But he said, you know what? I'm not going to worry about that. I'm going to continue to fight. I'm going to continue to push. And so Kanye's support for the president is, you know, it makes sense. It makes sense. Now, there's a lot of people who will say, well, you know, would Kanye really be supporting the president? Is he just going through one of his phases? And I'm like, well, it happened twice. He met with the president, which is something that a lot of people in his arena haven't done. A lot of his colleagues didn't do that. But he also supports the president, and it's perfectly fine. President Trump isn't a, you know, we all know that he's not that average politician.
Oh, no.
So, you know, he made comments about George Bush, but George Bush and President Trump, we have seen, are two totally different people. And so what I am doing and what I've told my team is that I think we should embrace it. I think we should embrace it. Now they say, well, what if Kanye decides that he's going to be a Democrat next week? And I said, well, he's never really came out as a Republican, but we should support his views because those are our views. And so anyone who's saying my views and supports my views, I'm going to support them because they're saying what I say, and I have to support them for that. Regardless of their status, regardless of how much money they have, regardless of what they've done in their past life. As the Black Conservative Federation, our goal is to increase the Black Conservative movement, not degrade anyone from joining or say if someone decides to join that, oh, no, you're not one of us, you can't join us. No, we want to increase the Black Conservative the movement. And so when Black Conservatives join, I love it, okay? When, you know, celebrities join, I love it. And Chance the Rapper came back after Kanye has been tweeting and the president has retweeted and said that blacks don't have to be Democrat. And I love that because they don't. Blacks do not have to be Democrat.
Let's talk about that inside the break. We got to grab the capitalism. Got to make a few bucks here. I'm Joe Vecini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Deontay Johnson right after the break. You're listening to The Real Side. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon and at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Some messed up white people. How can you not like the music? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a million things you can do up there. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things that you've been taught to be afraid of, and you don't have to be. You really don't. So, you know, head up there. Buy a coffee mug, because I'm telling you, the coffee tastes much better in our mugs than anybody else's. Let's bring him back in. Deontay Johnson joins me. He's the founder and president of the Black Conservative Federation. They've been impressed with him for a couple of years. I think I've known him and been following and watching right now. And I love the fact that he's not afraid. He's willing to reach out. I mean, you got to think about this. Think about the matter of fact, Deontay, first of all, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
And I was telling you during the break about a voicemail that I got, and last time I had you on, and I got to thinking while we were talking, you've been doing this for a few years now, and the amount of pressure when you and your group were pro-Trump, the amount of pressure that you must have got, not just from the black community, but from the Dems as a whole, had to be horrendous, was it not?
You know, it was actually pretty entertaining. Because it just they showed their real colors, so I wasn't really too upset about it. But you know, my family prepared me for that anyway. So we grew up the only Republican in the family. You already prepared for it.
Well, it's funny because we used to play these clips, and you'd have a march in one of the towns or what have you, and inevitably you would watch some older black guy just verbally abusing some of the younger black guys, telling them they didn't know what they were talking about. They didn't understand what it was all about. They didn't understand how bad Trump was. And I'm thinking to myself, my God, you know, what causes that kind of hate? What causes that kind of nastiness? You guys should have been allowed to find your own way, no matter what side of the aisle you're on. Yeah.
I agree. A lot of people ask me, they say, how did you become a conservative being raised in a black home and a black Democrat home. I said, well, I was raised conservative. However, my parents didn't know they were conservative. And so that's pretty much the deal. But when I decided to get involved in politics, I did something that not a lot of people do. And I encourage them to do this, is to actually sit down and take time and realize, where do I align? Like, when we start dating, we want to figure out what attracts us, what doesn't, you know, why can't we do the same thing with politics? Sit down and decide, where on the aisle do you align yourself with? Don't just do it because your parents were all Democrats and so you're going to be a Democrat, or your parents were all Republicans and so you're going to be a Republican. And so we just have to really make sure that we are doing the research, because the research tells it all.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I don't know why people, I don't care what color you are, what size you are, where you come from, you should sit down and decide, what group do you line up with? What club do you line up with? What political party do you most line up with? And don't just take what they say. Sit down and actually look at what they're doing and why you want to line up with them. You know, I can't remember the rapper's name now. You were talking about a rapper earlier. Lost my train. What's his
Chance
name?
Chance the Rapper.
There you go. I knew you'd know it. I have no clue. But, you know, if it's not Frank Sinatra, I don't know who it is, kind of thing. So. Yeah. But anyway, he made the comment that, you know, a black community, or actually any minority community, doesn't necessarily automatically belong to or have to belong to the Democratic Party, because they really are not doing for the black community or any minority community what they said they were going to do, did they?
They're not. They're not. To be honest, they're handicapping the minority community and handicapping the black community, because they're not really giving us the skills that's needed to be successful in life. And so that's why we align with the Republican Party. But if we look at it, like I said time and time again, if you do the research is there. The research will tell it all. But the research, I'm a firm believer, is that if I held an event and had everyone take a test, don't say what's Republican or Democrat.
Yep.
And by just their views, that half of that room, if they're all blacks, I'm sure that 90% of that room would be Republicans.
All right. So before I get to the most important question of the day that people are asking, I lost my train. No, I know it was. How long ago did you start the organization?
We are a year and a half old.
I thought you were just a little, because I remember 2 years ago seeing you at CPAC, before the president got elected, and you guys were cranking. So you must have started just before that.
We did not start. We didn't start until after president. Well, we started August, but we didn't really start rolling until after President Trump was elected. I had to take a break, and then I decided to join the campaign. And so I was in North Carolina as a field director working with the Trump campaign. So wow. I did not yet have a chance to really start cranking. But after that, we started cranking. And that CPAC, we definitely started cranking with media and really getting involved. The first year, it was just me just seeing what CPAC was all about.
Wow. Well, you impressed me. Even that first year, you were cranking. You were getting things done with people. You were being open and honest about where you stood and how you were willing to back the president. I thought that was wonderful. But let's talk. Let's talk about the question that's on everybody's mind. You know, you were at the arrival of the French president, but the one that stole the day was the hat. The person wearing the hat, right?
The white hat.
You know, I was at CNN last night, and they were making a big deal out of the fact that President Trump couldn't kiss her because of the hat, or she looked like she was trying to push his hand away. And I'm going, God, you guys are looking at any reason to hate on them, you know? But people were awed by her dress and their actions and that kind of stuff, right?
I had family members calling me, saying that Melania looked amazing. And I was like, oh, are we talking about Melania Trump? The one that the Trump married to the guy that you guys don't like? They're like, yeah, she looks amazing. And I said, well, I'm glad we finally agree on something that's coming out of the White House. But Melania looked amazing. She looked amazing, and you have to give her her props. And she literally looked wonderful. There's just no other way. Like, as President Trump says, it was awesome.
Well, I think, you know, people were teasing that he was in a bromance with this guy in the whole nine yards and what have you. And I kept saying, look, he's just trying. Have you read The Art of the Deal? He's trying to get along with people. You know, he needs allies. He needs to have the allies close to him. He'll do it alone if he has to. But the whole idea behind a deal is you always ask for more than what you want. You always come off tougher than what you want to be. And you give a little bit. That way everybody feels like they won something, right?
I agree. And, you know, I didn't see anything wrong with his interactions with the French president. I think that those were very appropriate. I don't think they should have sat there and looked like enemies, because I'm sure if President Trump was frowning at him, everyone would have said, why doesn't Trump smile? Why does he act like he likes people? And he's so evil. He's so this, he knows that. But when Trump is nice to someone, it's a problem. So I've learned that no matter which way you slice it or dice it, the left is going to have a problem with it.
No, it's a hate fest. Hate fest? God. It's a hate fest at any, you know, at any level. They just can't stand him. And anyway, it is what it is, and I keep telling people, don't get crazy every time they say something, because you're not going to stop them. Just by pushing back on them, you're not going to stop them.
Well, Joe, that's how we know when he's doing something right. When they start pointing out the most pettiest things, that's how we know that President Trump is doing good things, because they can't think of anything else.
That's funny. That's so true, but that's funny. All right, so Deontay, how can people help your organization? How can he help you guys grow? You got like a minute and a half. Tell us quickly about the organization and how they can help you.
The Black Conservative Federation is striving to increase the Black Conservative movement. That includes Kanye. But the thing about it is this. We are always looking for people to join the team. I am currently working with people in California, in your area, Joe, to build the movement in California, to build the movement in Texas, to build the movement in Florida, in Chicago, but we need your help. So if there's any Black conservatives out there, send us an email at info@bcfconservatives.com. Send us your resume. Send us what you want to do. How do you want to help the movement? We do not discriminate age, color, or economic status. And speaking of economic status, if you want to donate to the organization.
Got to hold on a second, because we have to go to break, and I don't want you to cut off, because this is important. You can tell people how to contribute after the break. So hold on. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcott, Linda Moulton Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
I just like the music too much. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Please, please, please get involved in the conversation. What I mean by that is hop up. There's a chat room on the website. There's a Facebook feed. I have an email address, joe@therealside.com. There's a dozen ways you can get a hold of us. You can pull down the app, Android and or Apple. And it's just all... there's a lot going on in the show. And speaking about a lot going on in the show, you know, I always learn something new. During the breaks, when I have people on the show, the founder and president of the Black Conservative Federation, Deontay Johnson, joins us as he does from time to time. Always appreciate his time with us and the story. Now, Deontay, Before I let you tell people how they can help your organization out, you let the cat out of the bag during the break, and you ran for county office. And you, and
I know, did.
I lost a few times myself. I don't care if it's one vote, you lose by one vote, or you lose by 1,000 votes. You lost by 4 votes, but that is a big deal coming from a young man like yourself running for an office at that level, and people were willing to give you the benefit of the doubt. Tell us the story, please.
I lost by 4 votes, 19 years old as a candidate. It was a very tough race because it was a heavily Democrat area. But one thing I did was I organized a great campaign, but I had a great campaign team. We did all the right things. It's just we just didn't do enough field work. And that is why I'm very big on field work and everyone getting out to the field. And I need everyone who's watching to, if you're Republican, if you're supporting the president, I need you guys to help with the primaries, with the generals, the midterms. We need people knocking doors and making phone calls. Field work is very important.
Oh, it's extreme, and especially in the next few years, because if you look at this, if you look at what's going on, right, the Republicans always think that they're okay and everything's okay and everything's wonderful, and they end up losing in these races they should have easily taken, right? So
yeah, you never underestimate an election.
Bingo. And how hard they're really, because they work hard. You got to give the Dems credit. They work hard when they get out there, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, anyhow, all right. Now, you can tell people now how they can help you out and get some money to your organization, resources, people in the different areas that if you're looking to start a new charter or start getting support in the different cities, talk them through all of this.
You can visit our website at bcfamerica.com. And there you can donate. You can find out more information about our mission and our goal and the things and our initiatives, things that we plan to do. You can visit our Facebook page and share our Facebook page by KNN Black Conservative Federation. You can visit us on Twitter at @BCF_official. But we're always looking for people. Email us at info@bcf.org. To find out more, how you can get involved, how you can donate, but also if we're in your area and if you know anyone, recommend people. This movement takes all of us. It's just not me. It's just not my team. It takes all of us to work together. And so that's what we're doing. And we welcome all.
Yeah, I agree with you. You've got to help our young people out, people. You know, seriously, they go out, they need encouragement, but they need support too. I mean, I have to do it. I have to fight certain things. And if you don't have support, you don't have people behind you, you don't have financial support, it's almost impossible. But, Deontay, keep up the good work. I really do appreciate what you guys are doing out there.
Thank you, and I thank you for showcasing us.
Yep. Have a great day. You can come on anytime if you got an issue you need to deal with. Thanks for being with me.
Thank you.
Yep. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You know, always, always, always a pleasure. I love having these guys on. I mean, I want you to think about something. Here's a young guy, ran for office at 19. I don't care if it's a dog catcher and you had to go out and get 300 votes. It's a lot of work to run for office. And it is a big deal. And you take a guy like that, you got to give him credit. Look at the team behind him. You know, I think he's being a little modest because I remember seeing these guys at CPAC. I remember seeing them work the floor. I remember seeing them not being afraid of who they were. You know, CPAC may be a bunch of conservatives, but yeah, there's a few wolves in there, if you know what I mean. And they're not afraid to show their colors. So I started to touch on this, but I never finished the story. I never really finished the story. Didn't go into a deep description. So apparently now there's a workshop at the University of, now, I'm not surprised. When they give you the name of the university, and it's the University of Massachusetts at Amherst, I'm not surprised. They recently hosted a spring abortion doula training. It was a workshop for people interested in providing emotional support to women while, during, as they have an abortion. According to the description of the event, the training session was facilitated by the Doula Association of Reproductive Loss and Abortion. Reproductive loss. Can somebody, look at, I always admit I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I don't have a problem with that. But, what is reproductive loss? I know what abortion is. Is this, are they going to try to move the word abortion into reproductive loss? They're going to say how it's meant to teach individuals how to become a doula, which the page defines as someone who provides emotional, informational, and physical support to another person during a potentially tough experience. I wonder who's the doula for the baby? A tough experience, you know? Traditionally, a doula is someone who offers non-medical support to a woman during childbirth, but a flyer for the event explains that in this context, Darla is using the term to mean someone who provides emotional, physical, spiritual, informational support for people having the abortions. This isn't support afterward. This is support before. This is while they're in the chair. And it is a chair. Table, chair, whatever. In this training, you learn about the abortion and birth control procedures, reproductive justice, and many, many, many emotional support techniques. The organizers also stress that the group is committed to providing emotional, physical, and informational support to people who are experiencing pregnancy termination or loss. Well, or loss. I mean, if they're having a miscarriage, that's a medical issue. They should be at a hospital. And yeah, you do need support. Hopefully you have family to support you. If you don't, then reach out to somebody else, your best friend, whatever. The workplace first training module took place on April 21st, with the second session occurring on the following day. Despite being held on campus, the event was open to anyone, students, community members, staff, faculty, anybody who's interested in becoming an abortion doula or just wants to learn how to be better at emotional support. I'm going to throw up. The organizers further noted that individuals who wish to volunteer with Darla as an abortion doula, God, all these terms. Can we get down to plain simple English at some point in time? Oh, would it be an abortion doula in clinic would be required to attend this training. However, you're not required to work with Darla if you attend the training. You are allowed to attend to expand your own personal understanding of the issues. I would love to go to one of those classes or send somebody or find somebody who's been and decided not to. I'd love to see what they're showing you. I'd love to see what the fantasy is showing you as opposed to the fantasy as opposed to reality. Right? No, come on, think about it. They're not going to show you the... I can't think of the guy's name, but he was showing less than a two-minute video of an abortion to a bunch of girls on campus. And he would grab them like three at a time, four at a time. And he would say, are you pro-abortion? And they'd say, well, yeah, you know, we're pro-choice. And all the girls would kind of giggle and talk about it. And then what would happen is he'd say, can I talk you into watching just a two-minute video of an abortion? And they said, sure, no problem. And you could see their faces as they were showing them the abortion. You could see their faces changing while they were watching this thing. Right? It wasn't that hard to figure out. So, afterward they were asked, so how do you feel about abortion now? And every one of the people there said, you know, I have to rethink my stance. Now, they were too prideful, obviously, which many people are. Too prideful to say, you know, yeah, maybe it isn't what I thought it was. Maybe I didn't know as much as I thought I did. Right? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Georgetown students confront Pelosi over her crumbs remark, as well they should. They shouldn't let the, I don't care where they go. They shouldn't let this go no matter what. Because she just spit in the face of hardworking Americans all over the place. It's almost funny. I'm Joe Messina, host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. David Fisher, I think. I've got David Fisher who will join us in the next hour. We're going to talk about your money. We'll be back in a few minutes.